Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, from October 29th to November 4th, 2011. Israeli attacks on Palestinian communities escalated this week, with 12 killed by those attacks, while the Palestinian Authority announced that it will focus on the efforts to secure full statehood status at the United Nations. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the non-violent activities in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. On Friday evening, the Israeli naval forces intercepted the two free Gaza boats and led them to Ashdod port in northern Israel without any resistance from those on board. The two boats set sail on Thursday en route to the besieged Gaza Strip, carrying 27 internationals and Palestinian peace and human rights activists. The Irish boat, Sirsha, meaning freedom in Gaelic, and the Canadian boat, Tahrir, meaning liberty in Arabic, left from Turkey with a mission to break the siege on the Gaza Strip. On May 30, 2010, Israeli naval forces killed 9 Turkish and 1 American activist on Mavi Marmara boat heading to the Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, in the West Bank, protests were organized against the wall at a number of villages on Friday midday. At least 12 people, among them 5 children, were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when Israeli troops suppressed the weekly protests in the village of Kfar Kadum, northern West Bank. Protesters were demanding the opening of the village entrance blocked by the army since 10 years. In central West Bank, anti-wall protests were organized in the villages of Bel'in and Na'lin. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when troops used tear gas to move people away from the wall at the two villages. Meanwhile, villagers of Al-Ma'sara, southern West Bank, protested the wall on Friday as well. The protest started at midday, but Israeli troops did not allow people to reach their lands where Israel is building the wall and used rifle butts and batons to force people back into the village. No injuries were reported this week. The Palestinian Authority says it will not be filing for any new bids at any United Nations agencies at this time and will only focus on the efforts to secure full statehood status at the UN. IMEMC's George Shmawi has the updates.
Palestinian Foreign Minister Dr. Riyad Al-Malki stated this week that the Palestinian Authority will not file new bids for membership at any United Nations agency. Al-Malki's statement comes shortly after the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, approved Palestine as a full member of the UN agency. He added, quote, President Mahmoud Abbas wants to focus on the filed UN membership bid submitted on September 23rd, end quote. Israeli sources reported that the Palestinian decision comes due to American and Israeli pressures and the cutting of Israeli and American financial support to the PA and the UNESCO, in addition to Israeli threats to isolate the Palestinian Authority. Israel and the U.S. decided to boycott UNESCO for approving Palestine's membership, and the U.S. said it will cut funding for the UN agency. Israel has also decided to withhold the tax revenue money due to the Palestinian Authority on a monthly basis. Tel Aviv collects approximately $100 million in customs, income taxes and fees collected on behalf of the Palestinians on border terminals, as the Palestinian Authority has no control over border terminals in the West Bank. The money is usually transferred in the first 3 days of every month so that the PA can pay salaries and other expenses. The 194 member countries voted this week on Palestine membership with 107 votes in favor, 14 against and 52 abstentions. Among the countries who voted against were the USA, Canada, Sweden, Germany, Australia, and the Netherlands. Meanwhile, the UK, Japan, Italy, and Denmark abstained. France, on the other hand, was in favor of Palestine's membership at the UNESCO. However, it said it would abstain if it had to vote on Palestine's full membership at the UN Security Council. This is the first time French official sources released such statement. French Foreign Ministry sources said while the Palestinian UN bid for statehood is legitimate, it will not have a chance to pass the Security Council because the United States have said it will veto the Palestinian request. At the same time, the sources added that voting against Palestinian statehood request is expected to unleash a violent reaction in the Palestinian territories. For IMEMC News, this is George Tishmal.
This week saw escalated attacks by the Israeli military on the Gaza Strip. Israeli warplanes launched 17 airstrikes against various targets. As a result of those attacks, 12 Palestinians were killed, 8 others were wounded, including a child. IMEMC's Majd Kumsiya reports.
On Saturday, 5 fighters were killed as Israeli warplanes bombarded a training site of Al-Quds Brigade, the armed wing of Islamic Jihad movement in the southern Gaza Strip town of Rafah. In a separate attack on the same day, 2 fighters were killed when an Israeli jet fighter fired a missile at 2 activists of Al-Quds Brigade, also in Rafah. Meanwhile, in central Gaza Strip, a fighter and a child were wounded when an Israeli warplane fired a missile at a number of activists of Al-Quds Brigade in the central Gaza Strip. Later in the day, an Israeli warplane fired a missile at 2 activists of Al-Quds Brigade in Gaza City. The 2 activists were killed, bringing the death toll on Saturday to 9. On Sunday, 1 fighter was killed, another seriously wounded, when an Israeli warplane fired a missile at 2 activists of National Resistance Brigade, the armed wing of the Democratic Front for the Liberation of Palestine, in Rafah City in the Gaza Strip. Another 2 activists were killed on Sunday when Israeli jet fighters fired 3 missiles at a group of fighters from Al-Ansar Brigades, the armed wing of Al-Ahrar movement, in the southern Gaza Strip town of Khan Yunis. During the week, Israeli warplanes bombarded a number of civilian targets in the Gaza Strip as well. As a result of these strikes, a country house and 2 containers were destroyed and a number of houses, shops and farms were damaged. Meanwhile, in the West Bank this week, the Israeli military conducted at least 56 military incursions into Palestinian communities, during which they arrested 8 civilians. In one incident on Friday evening, Israeli troops used a dog to attack a Palestinian civilian in Beit Omar town, southern West Bank. The civilian was injured and then taken by Israeli soldiers. For IMEMC News, I am Majd Kumsiya.
And that's just some of the news this week in Palestine. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Mikubai Bethlehem. This report was brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura and Hussam Kassis.